Okay, so welcome back to the ESBC Sports Betting Podcast, NBA edition. We are in the middle of the playoffs. A little bit of a new team today. I am Sarah Lynn Robinson. Here we have my co-host, my foster puppy, Bella. We are also joined by Brianna Winner, our brilliant sports journalist and sports analyst, and Brandon First report, his first time joining, at least since I've been on the NBA podcast, to give us his picks and talk Lakers and Clippers, because we're all LA area. Thank you for joining us, Brandon.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. You know, we're getting towards, obviously, I don't know if you're allowed to say the final four in the NBA, but hey, there's four teams left. They are the final ones. Obviously, with the bubble, it's going to be a little different. I think the momentum, it's going to, you know, you see a big play in the NBA finals and you can almost feel the play shaking. Not going to be that way, but that's 2020 for you. So, but I'm glad to be here and break everything down.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And Brianna Winner, our resident Clippers-Lakers expert, what did you think of that insane game? I have a lot of Clippers fans who were really, really heartbroken.
I live with one. So, and I was watching it by second half. I'm like, okay, they're not going to keep this. It's going downhill. Yeah. There's a reason I did not bet on that game, is because I knew based on what happened the prior two games, it was not happening.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the third time that it's happened with Doc Rivers, and I will get into that in my report, but they do not have a good track record trying to get to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
It almost seems kind of pedestrian, or like last time it was them giving up like a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, at least this time it wasn't that, but yeah, I still cannot believe that they have not made the Western Conference Finals. I mean, I know they're not a powerhouse, but my goodness, the Pelicans made a finals or a Western Conference Finals at one point. I mean, it's crazy to me, but.
You were saying, Brandon, that you've been a fan of Anthony Davis since he was in college.
Yeah, you know, full disclosure, I follow the NBA. I keep my eye on it. But I'm, when it comes to, you know, basketball, I am all in on the college game. Mm-hmm. Just a little more my style, I guess. But following Anthony Davis, obviously went to Kentucky. That team was just absolutely dominant that went on to win the national title. But hearing the story of Anthony Davis, obviously we know Anthony Davis, the unibrow, 7 feet tall, just an absolute monster in the post. But if you mm-hmm. look a little deeper into his game, there are some times where he's bringing the ball up. Now, maybe not so much with LeBron on the team, but when it was him, you know, in New Orleans, he would be bringing that ball up by himself. And you don't see too many 7-footers doing that unless something crazy happened. But understanding that between his sophomore to junior year or his junior to senior year in high school, his summer, he went from 6'1", 6'2", point guard to Anthony Davis we see now, 7 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So he played point guard for, you know, his entire life. And then pretty much everything you need to be a center that you can't really teach, here you go. You got 9 inches on you over the summer. So I think that is one of the things that with Anthony Davis, I think Dwight Howard was always kind of that mega center, but Anthony Davis has that extra, I guess, flair or extra factor in terms of, you know, this guy can rip the rebound down and go coast to coast and dunk on you. And I mean, that's a game changer anytime that happens. So just a nugget on Anthony Davis that I always found rather fascinating that wasn't unibrow related.
I think I know.
Poor guy gets dragged for that.
I love it. He owns it. I feel like he owns it. Like he could honestly. I mean, come on now. We all are. He could take care of that. But he's like, you know what? That's me, and I love it.
At this point, at his pay bracket, it's a choice, mm-hmm. and he's owning it. You're right. He's going with it. It's a signature thing, and he's killing it. He was absolutely on fire in this last game.
Yeah, I think I can see something to that. Obviously, not with Anthony Davis, but I've had a similar situation. Obviously, Derek White, who's with the Spurs, has only been in the NBA for two, three years. And he was not recruited coming out of high school. The only school that actually took him was the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, which is where I ended up going. So I only saw him during his junior year, but he had his growth spurt and he like became untouchable to the point where he scored 50 points in a playoff game. And then ultimately transferred, which I thought was the best decision he could make, to obviously Boulder, and now he's in the NBA and he's killing it. Obviously he played in D-League for a little bit, but he has been the starter for the Spurs this season like a few times. Obviously he's been injured. He had a monster dunk last year or 2 years ago, but I mean, just watching players grow from like how they were before to now is just an amazing transformation, especially with AD, where obviously he had this growth spurt. He was trained as one type of player, but then ended up being another, but he still has both skill sets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Brianna, related but kind of unrelated question. Why did you not get on that while you guys were in school together?
I did not know him personally.
If he had approached you, would you have entertained the idea?
I don't know. I mean, he was with AD or Derek White?
Derek White.
Either okay.
I just think it's crazy that you guys were, no. Unibrow talk has passed. Let's leave the poor guy alone. He killed it. He deserves a break. No, just because I think it's crazy that you guys were in school at the same time.
I mean, he was a junior. I had just come in as a freshman. So, okay. Like, I didn't actually know him. I met him my senior year when he came back for a jersey retirement. And I actually got to talk to him because, obviously, I was the sports editor of their paper. I was the one taking photos for the paper during this retirement. Ended up having to write an article literally 30 minutes the next day, not knowing I had to write one. And, I mean, ESPN wanted those photos, so I'm very proud of it. But
oh, that's awesome.
I mean, I got to talk to him for a little bit. I've got his autograph that I'm sure will sell for plenty later. but I mean, he's still relatively new to the league. So it's obviously going to take some years to get to the level of obviously LeBron James, where Kobe Bryant was, where AD is now. But I mean, it would be an amazing transformation or just a journey to watch, obviously, because I did see him in college, like personally.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing could be said for Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, Darren Collison. I went to UCLA games as a kid, so I saw all of them play in person. So what's with that face, Brandon?
I know exactly what that face is, Brianna.
Well, because you're a USC lover?
Well, when it comes to basketball, look, SC maybe pretends to play basketball, but they don't really play basketball. Have the monopoly in Los Angeles college hoops. Although San Diego State is still better right now than UCLA, but you definitely own LA. As we always say, let's play football. And to be fair, the gap has definitely closed there too. But nope, I just a smirk. Sometimes I have these random muscle spasms, just ignore.
Brandon, why are you more of a college basketball fan than an NBA fan?
You know, for me, I look at the college game maybe a little more what I enjoy about basketball. Sometimes in the NBA, it's a lot of ISO. Like, and I understand that's fine. Look, I had LeBron. I'd run ISO all day too. And for me, I kind of like to see the, you know, maybe not so much the Air Force, you know, Princeton offense where they're running it down to 5 seconds, but, you know, some actual like, wow, okay, look at that back cut. You can fall in love with the Syracuse 2-3 zone when they're good. And the energy, I think that's the biggest thing. Now, obviously, it's still up in the air on whether fans will be there, but the energy of college basketball, just every single day, every single night. I mean, you've ever been to a San Diego State, any really, I mean, you can probably pick any big basketball, but I mean, for me, going to a San Diego State game and seeing the show do their thing and just the energy in there is incredible. Now, full disclosure, I've never been to an NBA game, so I can't speak to that energy, but I have a very hard time thinking that game 38 between the Memphis Grizzlies and the New Orleans Pelicans has the type of energy as a US or SDSU UNLV game. But once again, it's just me. And it's pretty much the way you like your steak at that point, you know, like there's plenty of people who would rather watch college football than the NFL. And that's cool too. And don't get me wrong. Like you put me down and I'd watch, you know, LeBron or any of these guys, I'm going to watch, but I'd probably prefer to maybe watch, a Duke Syracuse game.
And being somebody that went to both, I mean, obviously with college, you've got the crazy student sections who are just out there just to have fun. They don't care what's happening in the game. They're just there to have fun. Obviously with the tailgates too, you've got that. You don't have that with the NBA, but NBA is also a different environment So, I mean, in a way, you can't really compare the two. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, I went to one Clipper preseason game, and then freshman year of college, I went to the Pepsi Center to watch the Clippers and the Nuggets. Obviously, they play music a lot longer than they do with college. Like, they'll play music throughout the entire game if they want to.
So it's more about production.
Yeah, it's more about production. Obviously, the dunk squads are very fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I know somebody that was with Nuggets one, like, a few years later. But, I mean, with college, you've got that experience of just being able to sit in the student section if you want to, just watching them, like, go crazy with whatever props they have, watching the bands just enjoy themselves. Obviously, I was at CSUN. I went also at UCCS. Like, I went to both. And I also went to UCLA's games. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I think I had more fun with the college games. To be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's something to that. Yeah, and I think the rivalries somehow run deeper because it's attached to your alma mater. I grew up in a U of M family, so we had season tickets. I was born outside of Detroit in Ypsilanti, and we would tailgate every game, and the Michigan State U of M rivalry ran really, really deep, and it was so much fun. I have so many fun memories of that. I have never been to a college basketball game, so I can't really weigh in on that.
I will hopefully get to change that.
Yeah, sooner or later. I'm down. I know. I hope when live sports come back.
Yeah, I mean, when the Pac-12 start playing, you'll see the rivalry between Brandon and I every single time.
Yeah.
We've already had our arguments between UCLA and USC, whether it's football or basketball. We've already gone back and forth, and it's a lot of fun. Like,
yeah,
you live for those. Like, there's so much fun to be a part of. Obviously, it's a lot different, but especially those rivalries, though.
Even the rivalries, too, go to the point of now pretty much every year, like, let's just say, like, Cal State Northridge, CSUN, will play a USC, a UCLA. All of those kids grew up, and they wanted to be recruited by USC, UCLA. So when they play that game, that's like their – okay, I'm going to show these guys. They didn't mm-hmm. look at me. They didn't recruit me. And sometimes, you know, you'll get those, you know, we always know. And believe me, I, with all due respect, and I know NBA has kind of had this kind of thing going on, but not a single sporting event, any of them, can touch the first 2 days of March Madness. Not even close.
Wow.
The first 2 days of March Madness are you sit down at 9 a.m. and you are done at 9 p.m. and you look around and you go, no, that was not 12 hours.
I literally will stare at my brackets every single time.
Well, mine's usually ripped up about halfway through the first day. But
okay, my first 2 years.
It's still together. But
my first 2 years doing it, though, I just kept watching because it was fun to just beat people by the final, by like the Elite Eight. It was fun.
It's awesome.
I mean, obviously, when UVA lost, I ripped it up. But I mean, with CSUN, obviously the men's team didn't play either of those teams, but I know the women did within like a month, and I was there for one of them. And having a coach that also played at UCLA is a whole nother ball game. Same thing with CSUN softball team. That coach went to UCLA as a former Olympian coming out of UCLA. So obviously there's just a lot of rivalries between coaches as well, especially if they went to that school.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more fun to watch. And then you can always ask them, like, hey, how do you feel about going against your alma mater?
Right.
I mean, I've asked the softball coach that the one time that I saw them play each other. And obviously we had a good conversation about it as well.
Yeah.
So it's just something to keep in mind.
You've definitely sold me. In 5 years when live sports come back, I will be front row center.
I think it's going to be sooner than that.
I don't know. I don't know, like in five years.
It better be. I know. Okay, Brianna, do you want to give us your Lakers-Clippers takes?
Sure.
I'm really excited to hear these.
And I'm going to start with the Clippers since they are officially no longer in contention. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we all said that the Clippers would win the Western Conference. That did not happen. And obviously, Nuggets won Game 7, 104-89. The Nuggets were down 3-1 going into Game 5, and obviously that's not obvious. When they win Game 7 like that, being down that far, that usually does not happen. We've seen it maybe like a few times, like especially when it's like when they're down 3-0, and at least they come close. We've never really seen it that much. But obviously, prior to Montrezl Harrell's return to the bubble, there had only been 7 times where the entire team was healthy. and playing together. So obviously I think chemistry did have something to do with it. But after the loss of the game seven loss, Doc Rivers did say that the finger can be pointed at him. In quote, "We didn't meet them. That's the bottom line. I'm the coach and I'll take the blame for it. But we didn't meet our expectations clearly, because if we had, in my opinion, we'd still be playing." And Doc Rivers is the only coach in NBA history to lose a 3-1 series lead in three playoff series. One of them was with the Clippers in 2015 when they lost in the West semis versus the Rockets. Obviously you have this one, and then he had one where he was with the Magic and they lost in the first round against the Pistons in 2003. So, I mean, obviously there's something wrong when that happens three times, but I mean, he did win some championship rings with Boston, but when that happens three times, you got to reevaluate whatever you're coaching. And obviously I do think that chemistry was a little bit a part of it, but at the same time, it's a new environment for everybody with this bubble. It's a new environment, just 2020 in general, being in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. So I think that also had something to do with their mindset. And I know at one point, I think Paul George said that he had depression within this pandemic, being in quarantine. So I think that also contributed to the mindsets. Going on to something else in regards to them, their new Inglewood Stadium, obviously the city council had approved the environmental impact report for that project, so it's going to come quicker. So it should be done maybe in the next like 2 years, I believe. But so it is coming into fruition, and they may not have to play at Staples Center much longer. Okay. And going on to the Lakers, obviously game three between the Nuggets and the Lakers is tomorrow. The Lakers lead the series 2-0. They won the first game 126-114 on Friday. AD had 37 points, 10 rebounds, so he had a double-double. LeBron James had 15 points with 12 assists, also a double-double. But yesterday, in game two, the Lakers were down, and then AD, out of nowhere, shoots a three-pointer at the buzzer and makes it. So the Lakers ended up only winning by two by a score of 105-103. AD finished with 31 points and 9 rebounds, while LeBron James finished 26 points and 11 rebounds. And going on to my pick with tomorrow between the Lakers and the Nuggets, I think it's going to be the Lakers, no matter how much I really don't want it to be. I think it's going to be the Lakers coming out on top.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Brandon, do you want to weigh in on that? Do you have a pick?
You know, for me, first, thanks for everyone watching on Twitter or Periscope. If you have any questions, Josh is behind the switchboard or whatever and monitoring. But in this series, I think they're having trouble. I think the best or the biggest strength Denver has is Jokic or Jokic. I don't know if that's Jokic.
Just right? Call him the Joker.
The Joker. Thank you. Okay. I don't want to call him. I want to call him Djokovic because, you know, I work with Coach Loopy and we talk, but I know it's not. So whatever, the Joker. It was, you know, against the Clippers, they didn't really have a center who could guard him throughout the floor. Like, the Joker is known
which
for.
Was their main issue, is they could not stop him or Jamal Murray.
Yeah. And Jamal Murray, that the inability
He's
to stop
story.
Jamal Murray, that's a whole nother story. But in terms of what the Joker brings to the table, he's one of, you know, the five guys that can literally probably play all five positions. Now, the problem is the guy who's guarding him most of the time is also one of those five guys. And that guy is better than him. I mean, like I said, the Joker is is a top five center, like I said, but AD is a top two or three center.
To be fair, AD has been in the league a lot longer.
100%.
So he has more experience.
In the right now, in the time, in terms of like looking to tomorrow, it's the one thing I will say is it's got to be the best shot from the Nuggets. I mean, you're not coming back from 3-0 with LeBron and AD. So this is your game seven. This is it. Like, if you're going to throw down, the bell's going to ring and you better go out. You know, like Mike Tyson says, everyone's got a game plan until you get punched in the face. Well, guess what? You're going to get punched in the face. What's going to happen then? And they've obviously, I mean, you lose on a buzzer beater to a team that's better than you. You know, moral victory, great, but this isn't, you know, game 43 of the regular season. Moral victories don't count for anything. So it's all got to be about how they can deal with, I don't know, maybe they can try and get some motion with the Joker and try and see if some mismatches, but I mean, I don't see it happening. I agree with Brianna. It's going to be the Lakers. I think for me, it's just a matter of by how much. Is it going to take another AD or, I mean, even LeBron last second shot? That's another question. But yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to bet against the Lakers right now.
Yeah. I mean, if they were absolutely. To win a game, it would have been yesterday.
Fair
like,
enough.
They came that close to beating them. Obviously, both Joker and Jamal Murray need to be, like, on. Like, their game has to be on that day if they want to win. And they have to pray that LeBron and AD are just sucking. Like, they have to pray for one of those games where neither of those two can hit a shot. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
if they were to win, it would have been yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. Well, what a game that was. And we're down to our four teams. Do you guys want to, it's a little early for actual betting predictions, but do you guys want to throw out who you think it's going to be?
Yeah, I'll take it away. Cause I'll go first. Cause I'm going to be wrong, but no, I'm just kidding. I think it's kind of easy to call it now, but I like it being the Lakers and Miami. Mm-hmm. Not like it because I like any of those two. I really don't like the Lakers. I grew up liking 29 teams, pretty much anybody. I was surrounded by Laker fans. Kobe, you know, he was amazing, but I hated Kobe as a player. I also hated Jordan as a player. I just don't like teams that win over and over and over. I mean, I'm a Padre fan, so, you know, damn it, give
well,
me
your
one.
Team just made the playoffs. For
yeah, that's fair. But
six,
anyways,
so.
Into the finals, I think it's just a great backstory of Jimmy Butler, kind of this guy carrying this team and versus kind of the all-stars, the LeBron and AD and all those guys. I would love to see that. Now, I'm not betting against, or I'm not counting out the Celtics by any stretch. Mm-hmm. One of my good friends, diehard Celtics fan, I just texted him earlier today, you know, hey, what are your thoughts? Well, he's worried, but he did say the Celtics look better with Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward is back, so that's something to look forward to. That is a game or a series that I think is still up for grabs. All due respect to the Nuggets. They might win tomorrow. Who knows? But I don't think we're going more than six games in that series. But the East, it still could go seven. I'm not counting the Celtics out, but I would think the Heat are going to do enough to get in. What about you, Brianna?
Well, before we go on, we do think that the Nuggets will cover the spread for tomorrow. And also, Bella is out. Like,
she
is asleep.
Sure. Yeah, wow.
She is adorable.
This is how much basketball interests her, I guess.
She is asleep. Obviously, I do think the Lakers will make it. Mm-hmm. I want it to be going to a game seven, but I don't think it will. I really pray that it does. But I mean, considering how Miami did beat the number one seed in the East, I believe the Bucks also had the best record coming into the bubble, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you also had the Greek Freak injured, so I think that was also a contributing factor. But mm-hmm. I think the Heat Celtics series will go to seven, but I think that the Heat are a better team. Sorry to your friend, Brandon, but
I couldn't care less. Believe me, a Boston, LA, any sport final, that is a nightmare. But anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up watching Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I'm a Bulls fan, so
oh, yeah.
And also a Clipper fan. So, I mean, neither of my teams made it, and the Bulls have been sucking mm-hmm. lately. But, and also, I did not like Kobe as a player either, and I know I have a lot of Laker friends and family. I'm sorry. Get over it.
That's a hot take, Brianna.
It's the same thing with the Dodgers. I'm sorry, get over it.
You know what? I cried when he died. I'll admit it. I don't know why, but I
was at Staples Center the next, 2 days later.
I mean, I didn't hate him. I didn't hate him because, believe me, those type of players, it's like Derek Jeter said, they don't boo you because you suck.
Yeah.
So, anyway, sorry.
He represented a lot more than
he represented a lot for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't like him as a player. I really hate that I missed Shaq by 2 hours that day. Yeah, I'm pissed about that one. But I mean, I did go to Staples Center. I saw like the outpouring of support. I saw all the photos and everything that ended up going to the Bryant family, especially those drawings. Those drawings were really good. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I really do think that the Heat are a better team, and I do think it's going to be Lakers and Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Again. because I know it's happened before with Kobe. So
yeah. Well, no matter what, that is going to be a really interesting final game. I do want to say I am shocked the Nuggets made it this far. I grew up in Denver and really was not counting on them. So I'm really torn between my loyalties. I've kind of gone Lakers, Bulls, and Nuggets in the past. But I'm going to agree and say Heat Lakers. And I think that's going to be an amazing game to watch.
I mean, I went to the Nuggets Clippers game in 2015. So I know how bad they sucked. And I went to school in Colorado. So I kind of had to be very careful with my teams, especially when it came to the Broncos and that very horrible loss in 2014 to the point where nobody ever wanted me to talk about it again. no matter how many times I brought it up, they tell me to shush. I mean, it's the same thing, but I mean, I don't really like the Lakers, so I do want to see the Heat win, but I obviously it's going to be a toss up.
Yeah.
Oh, Bella's awake.
Oh, here we are. Here we are. Just in time for final thoughts. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on if we don't have any more questions?
Yeah. You know, for me, it's about how really the NBA's handled all this. I've been, you know, critical of the NBA on other subjects, and that's for another day. But the way it's gone about, obviously, there was the Lou Williams wing situation. I know there were maybe a couple players early on that were doing some pretty ingenious things to get some friends in. But overall, obviously, they've done a great job getting it done. We're getting to the point of kind of the finish line. They can see the end. And I'll tell you, an NBA final where you have possibly a chance where the Miami Heat could dethrone LeBron. I'm sure there are a ton of people in Miami that would love to see a battle back and kind of just stick it back to LeBron. So we'll see there, but mainly just get to the finals, get the finals off. Cause I think at this point, like, I'm just looking around, like, I mean, what happens? Like, what happens if LeBron gets it or what happened, you know? So we're almost to the point where that doesn't matter. Hopefully we get to the point where it doesn't matter, but almost there.
Okay, hey, Brianna.
We're almost done. Obviously people have done things that they shouldn't have, but at least they're not the St. Louis Cardinals. Wow.
And those wings look good. I got to walk back my statement because I was very critical. I said that was the best excuse I've ever heard to go to a strip club is because the wings were really good. I thought it was a terrible that they fell for. And then I saw a picture of the wings and I went, oh.
But at the same time, you jeopardized your entire season and then they had to play doubleheaders virtually like every day.
So in
the long run, it did not help them.
Fair enough.
So at least none of these players did what the Cardinals did.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a good note, obviously, also with the Clippers and Lou Williams. But, I mean, I still think it's going to be Lakers and Miami. I have nothing else to say.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Okay. Well, really quick, I want to toss out our promo code. So, we have promo codes on Bovada. And I'm so sorry. What is the other platform that we use? MyBookie. Thank you. On MyBookie, use code ESBC. They are matching 100% of contributions, which is super exciting. So I'm about to go make my picks right now. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us and thank you for your picks, you guys. And we will see you next week.
Remember, for the people listening, Miami on the money line tomorrow. We'll have the podcast up tonight.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
Yep.
What did Winston Churchill say?
Well, he said a lot of things. But the one that we focus on here, sorry, I'm a smart ass, but I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumbass.
Takes one to know one. I'm a smart ass.
Amen. one of the main quotes that we take here, and like you said, he's probably one of the most quotable people outside of Shakespeare. And the one that really applies here is you make a living by what you earn, but you make a life by what you give. So thank you all again so much for listening. Have a great night and go wash your hands. Take care.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use and they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. it helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers. I'm the best there is.